This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
That's awesome. This is going to be a good day today because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This is Dr. Lisa Liao. If you don't know her, she's famous or infamous. She is the chief medical officer right here at Meridian Health Institute, Sugarland, Texas. I can give you the phone number, 281-265-6565.
Oh, thanks so much, Mike.
I am remembering that all the time. All right. Now, last week we started to get into migraines. We talked about pain management and things like that, and we got into migraines. We just ran out of time.
Right. Yes.
You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Let's rock.
So let's
tell
rock
us about migraines and what you guys can do for that. Pain management is so important, and you can do it without drugs.
Yes, and the important part about migraines is some people actually start migraines very young in life. They may be in their adolescence. Mm-hmm. It can be a hormonal component, or it can actually be a dental component, or it could be both. So a lot of people will say, you know, I went to all these neurologists, all these doctors, and my migraines still hurt. And I said, thank you so much for doing all the research for us, because I know exactly by just watching them talk that they might have a crossbite, an underbite, an overbite. I can see that their pterygoid muscle, which is flex, which means they're clenching and grinding. I can tell a lot of that by just having a conversation within just a few quick minutes. And that will share with me some of the things that we'll do here at Meridian. So with migraine headaches, we do it a little bit differently. We plan on doing a medical dental consult. So we have them come in, I'll assess them, I'll do my full physical, we'll go over everything, I'll check hormones, I'll look at and ask them where, when they have their migraines, is it one side or the other side of their head? Is it throbbing? Is it a vice grip? All of these different types of headaches. And, you know, there's many headaches. There's cluster headaches. There's migraine headaches. There's tension headaches. There's traumatic headaches.
But how do you know? People go, I've got a migraine headache. How do you know that?
Great question.
It just hurts. I mean, you know, just my head's throbbing.
So if it's throbbing or it's a vice grip, it's a migraine.
What do you mean vice grip?
Vice grip means like you are in a vice and it's
like
squeezing.
Somebody squeezing
it's
your head.
Squeezing it. If you have an aura, and an aura is if you see flashing lights, if you feel nauseous, you just see, some people have an ophthalmic migraine, and an ophthalmic migraine is completely different because while it's not painful, they can actually just lose sight in that one eye for about 15 minutes. It's not very long, but can be very scary and very dangerous if you're driving.
The medicines for my mom used to have migraine headaches. They gave her so many medicines and then another pile of medicines just to be the side effects for the first medicines.
Right.
I mean, come on. And I bet you if we had just, she's not alive anymore. She passed away. But if she was still here, I bet you we could change her diet and solve the problems.
Well, not only just nutrition, it's also something very simple as having calibration of your jaw and your bite, which is your mandible and your maxilla. You have to think about it. When we talk, that joint, which is the jaw joint, you know, people will say, what is TMJ? Well, it's actually TMD, which is temporomandibular joint dysfunction. Because we eat, we chew, we talk, we kiss, everything is with our mouth. It's one of the most used joints. And it's also an incredible joint because it moves in three different directions, up and down, side to side, and it sways, it yaws. So it's an XYZ. However, we need it to be equilibrated, which means your 6-year molar and your 12-year molar, if you still have them, and if you don't have them, that's one of the reasons why you have headaches, because missing teeth causes headaches, because you can't equilibrate the bite, and the muscles get tired, and when the muscles get tired, they start trying to find accessory muscles to balance what's going on, so that's why the side of your head hurts, your neck, and then all the way down to your shoulders can start bothering you.
Oh my
so
gosh.
All of that is muscular structure, which usually goes with tension headaches. Then you have headaches that a lot of people will say, I wake up and I'm in a headache. And I'm like, are you clenching and grinding at night? I'm like, no, I don't do that. However,
do.
You can see them doing that. You say, open your mouth and say, ah. And they're like, you really do that? I'm like, yeah, I really do that. And I can see the wear on their teeth being flat. And if you've lost the anatomy, it's hard to chew and it's hard to get the nutrients into your body because you're not able to mash and chew the food well enough for it to be absorbed into the stomach so you get those nutrients.
Yeah.
So now you have a nutritional deficiency along with your headache. So it goes hand in hand. So that's why we do a medical dental component when it comes to headaches. We still may do a CT, an MRI, which just confirms what we're looking at. There are some unusual conditions conditions. There's Eagle syndrome. There's syndromes where they have an aberrant vessel, which all that means is that a vessel is actually in the wrong place, and so it hits the nerve. So if they do get a migraine, they can't turn it off because they're so close together, they can't space them enough far apart. And that's something that actually ends up in brain surgery, which is very rare that can occur. And these are all the things that we look at in a medical dental component when it comes to migraines.
I know a lady that has wires going up into her head and a little battery pack that's embedded in her in her clavicle here.
And there's also ear auricular electrodes that they can now use externally to help with that.
But I can tell you that. I can tell you, folks, I have tinnitus. My ears ring terribly. And, of course, it's worse because I grit my teeth. And I've always had a stressful job until just recently. And, you know, having this splint that she puts in here, these Invisalign-type things, they're awesome. My noise is probably 60% better.
Yeah.
And they told me I could never change it. It's never going to get better. Just live with it.
And just a week or two weeks ago, it was 50%. So now we're at 60%. So it gets better and better as you continue to use it. And people will say, oh, but it's too hard to wear a splint because I can't talk.
I'm wearing mine right now.
And I wear it 24/7 except when I eat. It also helps me nutrition-wise because it prevents me from snacking on things I shouldn't snack on.
Yes. But you can eat with the splint on.
You can, but you don't need to.
You don't even know that they're there. I mean, so they work so well. But people do, you know, they'll do all these neurotoxins and everything else, you know, things like Botox and all these things in their face. And you look at these Real Housewives and this or that. I'm like, these ladies have to be in so much pain. And maybe they're trying to relieve pain. They try anything. When you feel that bad and you hurt that bad, you'll try anything. It's like, step on my foot, you know, hit my foot with a hammer so my head will quit hurting.
So that's
whatever.
And what we talked about was just some of the things that we do. Sometimes I have to do an injection into the joint to help decrease the inflammation. And we can use a cocktail of both natural as well as what I would call Western medications. So there's different things that we can do. One of my favorites is called Termeal, and it's a natural anti-inflammatory that we utilize in the jaw area in addition to neurotoxins to help release the stress of the muscles that cause tetany. Tetany is that it doesn't release the muscle and it stays in a cramp.
It just pulls
basically
it,
stays in a cramp, and we've got to release it so that it prevents the headaches from occurring. The other is that when we do ozone, some people are in so much pain that you can't even barely touch their skin because it's called allodynia, which means hypersensitive area of skin. And that's very rare, but it does occur. And what we do in those occasions, we actually use ozone, and we don't inject them. We actually sufflate them, which sufflation means we take it's a large syringe with a special nozzle on it that we just go over the area that's painful. And by going over the area that's painful, that ozone is absorbed into the skin, and it decreases the inflammation so that we can get them some comfort level. Then we also use a laser, and the laser, again, it doesn't touch them. It's a specific frequency that also tells the ions to polarize in the correct direction. And by doing that, it closes the sodium channels. The sodium channels is actually what stays on in order for you to stay in pain. So when you are in chronic pain, it's like a bridge that stays open and won't close, and we've got to close the bridge so that you can get pain relief.
Whoever designed that probably designed the flux capacitor at the same time.
They probably did, going back to the future.
But I tell you, folks, it works because I've had to have a root canal. I got a root canal and everything. It's going to be really ugly to do this.
And it's not painful at all.
Well, I didn't have it done because you guys saved me from having to do that.
Because we did ozone.
And we did ozone and everything else. And all of a sudden, I haven't had a problem. It's been several years.
And what that does is that the ozone also works as an antibacterial and an antiviral. Mm-hmm. So if a lot of times when people are clenching and grinding, their teeth move just a little bit enough to get bacteria into those crevices. Mm-hmm. And that's what causes pain. Once it gets to the root, now you have an infected root, and that's what causes a root canal. But if we can avoid that, we use ozone, also stem cell therapy with some people as well. And that helps to alleviate it because we want to avoid having a root canal if at all possible.
I know.
It's called preventive dentistry.
Her favorite dentist, Dr. Folds.
Yes, he is my favorite dentist.
He's your favorite dentist. You married him. So
yes, he is my favorite.
He's your favorite. He was like, pulling a tooth is like losing a limb.
It is. It's an amputation of a finger. is equivalent to losing one of your 32 teeth.
There you go.
So why would you want to do that and then have migraines and headaches? Because your body can't equilibrate. And if your body can't equilibrate, your body's in chronic stress, and chronic stress causes other problems. So we have to decrease inflammation. That's
absolutely
what it's all about.
You know, it's funny. I never realized that both of them were your actual health and your dental part were connected. But
it's all connected.
They're really connected.
And
you know,
we always encourage people, you know, if you have questions or you're just not sure about what's going on, you know, send us an email and we can help direct you, whether we're the office or we need to refer you to one of our colleagues here. You know, we have one gentleman who speaks 7 different languages, and, you know, we're equipped to help, what I call, be the pod, so that we can direct a person to get the relief that they deserve to have in this lifetime.
Yeah, and you'll also make sure what they're doing is not conflicting with what you're doing, which is what somebody else may be doing.
Right.
Instead of, you've got this neurologist, your cardiologist, you're this, you're that, you're whateverologist.
It's having the doctors communicate.
And communicate. We keep talking about that, and they still don't do it.
Yes. And we'll say to the patient, you know, make sure that they send us a progress note. And I can guarantee you, on follow-up, we have to call the doctor and say, we still haven't received it. And sometimes we hear back, oh, the doctor still has to write the note. And I'm like, ah.
Who is this pit bull that keeps bothering me?
Write the notes the same day at the same moment.
That's right.
So that's what we do. Visiting with you, write our notes so that we can communicate with all that we need to.
All right. This was great. We got to talk about this more in the next couple of weeks. But folks, if you have anything you want to talk about, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We'll be glad. This lady will answer anything you ask her. Maybe not if the Astros are winning or not, but we'll go about the other.
We're in the playoffs.
We're in the playoffs. Either way.
Go Stros.
But it's great today. And always, as always, as we always say, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our awesome producer, Jack McCraw, and myself, we want to say thank you for listening, watching, you know, the whole bit, reading, everything she does here. She's everywhere. You can find her on Facebook, LinkedIn,
or
everywhere.
Go to Amazon and pick up one of the books. You know, that also helps share with people the chronic pain journey that we went through. And you can just read the foreword, and that'll share a lot if you want to do a quick read.
Be sure to subscribe if you can on anything we have. As always, we have a great week.
Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week.